Welcome to the For Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Thursday, the 22nd of August, recording at 9:22 p.m., and that's British Summer Time. Now, the main story here today is that the technical rally from an oversold condition that I've been mentioning as a real possibility in the last two previous audios, and it started to kick in on Wall Street today. Gains weren't big, but the NASDAQ was up over 1%, up 0.86% for the S&P 500, a little less for the Dow. but the Dow did break its six consecutive days to the downside, which, interestingly enough, the Bloomberg service was calling the longest losing streak that we've actually seen for the Dow in 13 months. But it actually fell only about 4% during that phase. So, what's going to happen here? Well, it wouldn't be surprising if we got a little bit more of a technical rally. The rally will have to be quite good, going back and at least challenging the highs to cause confidence to bounce back a bit. And I think investors have been fairly nervous in recent weeks, not least in Asia, or investors who've been investing in Asia pulled a lot of money out of the region, as you know. But let's have another look first at what happened in here today. I've covered Wall Street. Canada had a similar gain. Mexico, though, is down 1%, going against that trend. And Brazil, not a bad performance, up nearly 2%. The European stock markets were firm. Again, this is good action out of Europe. It had become quite overextended, having rallied strongly in June and July. Or following the June lows, rather, and rallied quite strongly, and was in a reaction and consolidation phase. But we've seen some upward dynamics here, a lot of gains of over 1%, and the Italian MIB index is up 2.5% in here today. Most of them, as they are over 1% higher, a little less for the UK stock market. The gains did not occur today in Asia so much, but we're likely to see a stronger performance there tomorrow. Now, Japan was down slightly, less than 0.5%. But when I look today, I see the yen is weaker here, so we're in a position now where there are 98.68 yen to the US dollar, and that should improve sentiment somewhat, along with the rally that we've seen in the other markets in Europe and North America. That should help Japan to push up tomorrow. While the Hang Seng was a little higher here today, Australia was down. Hong Kong's gain, but again, we're talking about 0.5% moves there, so it's fairly quiet. China's performance, mainland performance, was mixed, and most of the others were down on the day. But the standout, albeit from quite an oversold and overstretched level here today, was in the Asia Pacific region, was India, which was up over 2%. The BSE Sensex 30 index up 2.27%. And what about government bonds? Well, the yields have been climbing quite sharply over the last week or more, as you know, and we had a little pause in here today. So it looks like we're seeing a temporary loss of momentum and from an overbought condition here overall. The U.S. dollar is steady near the lower side of a trading range, moved a little higher. The U.S. dollar index, that is, I should say. But generally a somewhat quiet tone in currencies, although, as you know, the ASEAN, particularly the ASEAN indices, have been quite soft in recent weeks. Maybe a little bit oversold here right now. Precious metals had a good day, very steady. Gold bullion at 1375 and change. Silver 2315 trading after hours. Palladium up 8, 755. Platinum, I think that was a decent performance as well, up 22 to 1541. The action looks good as far as precious metals are concerned. And I think the evidence that we saw the lows, or are past the lows, for at least the medium term, is continuing to build. There'd be a little test for the precious metal sector if we get a rally of back to the higher side of the dollar's range against the European currencies and other currencies. But overall, though, I think this is an attractive area. To me, the big question is, do we go meaningfully higher here before we get a pullback and base extension phase? Or does that process start somewhat sooner? I'm of mixed minds, but given that gold and silver in particular were quite oversold prior to their rallies. And remember that silver had gone from $50 down to 18 nearly. That suggests to me that the rally might be a little stronger and a little bit more persistent than most people are expecting, particularly if there's nervousness regarding stock markets. And I think there will be further nervousness for stock markets. I've been talking about the short-term oversold condition and prospects for a technical rally, as I mentioned, for the last 3 days. But we are in a choppy, uncertain, difficult period here. And what I've been mentioning in those two earlier audios was that rather than buy for the rally so much, I would think that if we get a decent rally, that would be an opportunity to lighten some positions if you're inclined to do that. And I would only buy after sharp sell-offs. And we have seen some sharp sell-offs here overall. Fuller Money is not looking for a bear market at this stage for the major markets. But definitely a medium-term period of at least a number of months and possibly a few years of choppy, sideways, ranging activity. And that's not all that bad an environment, but there are plenty of uncertainties around given the higher valuations and the slowdown in profits growth. But the economic data suggests that growth should, economic growth, that is, should pick up somewhat, and that presumably would also help corporate profits on average somewhat. Now, elsewhere in commodity markets, the industrial metals were mostly a little bit firmer in here today. The exceptions were aluminium and lead. Crude oil also a little bit steadier here. Not much change for the Brent. That's just under 110. But the WTI pushed up $1.25 here today to just over 105. The grains and beans, are getting some rangy activity here following what had been a decline for several months, and they've eased a bit in here today. And that's pretty much it. I'll look forward to tomorrow, and meanwhile, all the very best to all of you.